Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now I'm starting to feel bad about Merkel's boner. Did you know for the rest of his life, after committing that mistake, Fred Merkel was known as Bonehead?
At least they just didn't call him the bone or something.
That seems sad, Paul.
Right. And I would be very sad for him. He was probably picked on his whole entire life.
It was a rookie when that happened. And what happened was the celebration started when he was on his way from first to second. Instead of touching second, he joined the celebration. I can understand that as a 19-year-old kid.
Right.
The rest of your life, you're known as Bonehead. And then when he got out of baseball, he wanted nothing to do with it. I feel horrible for him. Limits.
Yeah, that would definitely be... I thought Mr. P was a bad nickname. Being the Bonehead would definitely be a lot worse.
Yes.
Yes, it would. All right, we gave our pit predictions earlier. Paul was at 7-5. I was at 6-6, almost going 5-7. Where were you, Limits?
7-5.
7-5. Let's go to Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. He covers the Panthers. I'm just going to lay it out right at the beginning here, Chris. What's your record for Pitt this season?
The Pitt Panthers finishing 7-5. I think that they have a resilient year where their offense is much better than it was last year, and the defense has a lot of young talent that's going to emerge, become playmakers. They're going to have their bumps in the road. They're going to have their obstacles, but I think this gets back to being kind of the standard of Pat Narduzzi has been in most years, which is, you know, over the hump of being a winning coach and getting them into bowl contention.
Your phone is a little bit garbled. Is there a way to fix it, or should we just move ahead?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Paul, you're up.
All right. I'll stand right here.
Okay. Thank you.
Right there, and don't you move an inch.
I'm right outside the pit facility, so this is awesome.
How much are you buying this whole idea that somehow, some way, they're going to play two quarterbacks? That's not going to be something that goes on this whole season, is it?
No, not this whole season. I think that there is going to be an experimental period, that it will start tomorrow, or not tomorrow, 2 days from now, it's Saturday. I doubt it goes in past Cincinnati. I think if they do it against Cincinnati, and Pat Narduzzi brought up a good point. He's like, they've done this before. Granted, it was the very first year that he took over back when it was Chad Wojcik and Nathan Peterman. But if you look at how that played out, it was three games, then they were on to it, and Peterman had the job the rest of the way. I'm not sure if it'll even take that long. I think that Pitt wants to know who they got quarterbacking against West Virginia. My assumption, one of the quarterbacks will start and take the bulk of the snaps this game. The other quarterback will come in the second half. At Cincinnati, the other quarterback who didn't start might get more of a chunk of the chance, but by and large, they will. I believe by the backyard ball, we will know who officially QB1 is.
Who would you bet on?
I like Nate Yarnell for the sake that he knows the offense, but I have to say, the fact that Eli Holstein, a redshirt freshman, has quote-unquote caught up with him, as Pat Narduzzi said, in one summer camp, that says a lot for his potential, and I think that this team has been thriving off of youth. It's been thriving off of talent. If you had asked me even a week ago, I would have said Nate Yarnell, but the stuff that I've heard this week from Pat Narduzzi, the way things are talking, I think that when all's said and done, Eli Holstein becomes your starting quarterback, at least by week three for the Pitt Panthers.
Well, I mean, that's the big thing to me. You've got a new offense, and you've got, you know, this rhythm offense that you're trying to run and all that other kind of stuff. I hate to say it like this, but what is the sense of playing Nate Yarnell for a few weeks and allowing Eli? I mean, if Eli Holstein you think is your guy, shouldn't he start from day one?
I think there is a slight anxiety that after this team felt so sure that Phil Dracovic was the man last year, and they were so wrong about that, that they want to see an offense that hasn't been done before at the ACC, an offense that they're still getting used to, and quarterbacks ultimately that they want to see actually have control. They want to actually have them prove it against live, real opponents in college football. And Kent State, you know, they're not exactly going to be, you know, the best barometer of how things are going to go. But they lost in Cincinnati last year. And I feel like that's why I'm saying give this two games. Because if Eli Holstein has looked great in practice and then comes out and just stinks up the joint, then you're like, okay, our bad here. But I don't think that the team also wants to just anoint Eli Holstein right away. And then he comes out, has the jitters, something goes wrong, he's not good, and then Nate Yarnell goes up to replace him right away. Because then you've told the redshirt junior, we actually don't think you're the best. Oh, wait, now we do think you're the best. So I think that's why they've gone at this rate, where it's like, hey, we see you guys on equal footing. Your play will determine who gets the starting job. So I think that's why it's a safety valve to give them multiple options. After last year, they clearly got it wrong, and they ended up settling with Nate Yarnell as the third guy by the end of the season.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Yeah, back to the quarterbacks. Last year, Pat Narduzzi infamously said that he was leaning on Frank Cignetti to make the right decision at quarterback. He said those guys know better, meaning his offensive staff. Who's going to make the decision this year? The new offensive coordinator or the head coach on which quarterback plays?
The head coach said that's a K decision when we talked to him this week. But I would not be so shocked if there is a kind of a board meeting and it's kind of a sitting down between Pat and Cade, and Cade kind of leads the charge there, but he doesn't get to make the final call. Pat gives like the stamp of approval when he feels like Cade's convinced him. That's the way I understand the process to be. I'm not saying that that's definitely how it is, but I think it's going to be a co-decision between the two of them. But Pat Narduzzi is going to have to sign off on it. I know that there's, you know, at times he said, I don't have anything to do with it. That's nonsense. He does have something to do with it. But I do think it is heavily influenced by who Cade thinks has better control of his offense right now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wait, did you... I didn't hear the first part. Did you say that Narduzzi said that's a Cade decision, as in a Cade Bell decision?
No, no. He says I don't. First, sometimes he says I don't have anything to do with that. But we know that's not the case. We know that the head coach is going to have a say. But I do think that Cade Bell has I think he has a lot of influence over the decision. If he can show Pat, this guy knows my offense better, Pat will go with that guy. But it won't happen unless Pat gives his stamp of approval off of Cade's analysis.
Yeah, I think the other part of it is, when you look at what Cade wants to do, do you think there will be some conflict between him and Pat Narduzzi when it comes to this guy wanting to throw the ball 15 times in a row?
History says yes. You know, I think they've hit it all. The honeymoon's been very smooth. They went to Sandals. They went on the beach. They've been enjoying the good times. But now this is the time when you're coming off the vacation, and now you gotta start paying bills. You gotta start cleaning the house, and that's when you know things have gotten rocky. We know that Mark Whipple and Pat Narduzzi didn't see eye to eye for several years. We know Frank Cimetti got fired mid last season. So I think there will be times that they are at odds with each other. I think right now they see eye to eye, but I think what will tell is when Pitt starts losing, because we know they're not an undefeated team this year. They're gonna have their struggles. How does Pat respond? Does Pat, we've seen times when Pat has thrown little jabs that can be perceived as, throwing somebody under the bus, placing blame elsewhere. If we start to see those, that's when you start, okay, there's obviously some beef going on there. But as of right now, I think they're fine. But I would not be shocked if at some point this year there are questions about how much Pat Narduzzi likes Cade Bell. And very much for the reason you said, Paul, Pat Narduzzi said, hey, I have no problem with this up-tempo offense. But I also know that he likes his defense, and he likes his defense being fresh. And if this no-tempo offense is going three and out, three series in a row, and is doing so and putting the defense back out there every 5 seconds, Pat might complain about that, and then we will see how this relationship actually stands.
I saw, I think, at The Athletic, they ranked the top five players at every position in the ACC, and the only guy from Pitt who appeared was Gavin Bartholomew. Is he the best player on the team?
I think Gavin has is he the best? I think he has the potential to be. I think the thing is that we haven't seen Gavin Bartholomew gotten the chance to take over a season. His most yards in a season is still his freshman year when Kenny Pickett was quarterback and he was the number two tight end behind Lucas Kroll. Since then, Pitt's offense hasn't been good enough to feature Gavin Bartholomew. I think he has the potential to be that guy. I think that if he gets targeted enough, like say 8 to 10 times a game, I think that he can be in that conversation. But I would not overlook a guy like Kanate Monfield at receiver even being better than that. I would not overlook a guy like Donovan McMillan being better than that, or P.J. O'Brien for being a takeover guy. I also think there's some young guys in this team that might emerge and become studs for this Panthers roster, whether it's Cruz Brookins, the redshirt freshman at safety, Francis Brew, the defensive tackle that's a true freshman but already slated to be a starter for this defense. I think they've got a lot of young guys. But if I had to pick two guys who should be in that conversation for best in the ACC, Donovan McMillan at safety, Gavin Bartholomew at tight end, I'll say a third, Kanate Monfield at wide receiver. All three of those guys, I think, deserve some praise.
When you watch, when you look at the way that this team likes to play, and Pat Narduzzi wants his defense to win games and all that other stuff, are these drives perhaps going to be so quick on offense that the defense gets tired out of it? Do they have enough depth if they're going to have to play? I mean, because it sounds like to me this is going to be one of those things where they're going to be playing 80, 90, 100 snaps every game.
It is. I think that's very much what they're planning to do. But they also talked about how they adjusted their conditioning back in the spring to prepare the team for that. And whereas in the spring, they were huffing and puffing a little bit. But after this summer and after the spring, after training like that, this team, I think, is very prepared on offense, on defense, to play those amount of snaps. They have depth. They have players they're going to rotate in and out. to keep people fresh. But they're going to be, their plan is to be ready to handle that type of a workload, Paul. But that is going to be part of the challenge, because if the offense isn't producing, I mean, Cade Bell's thing is he wants to score 50 points a game. He wants to be the elite offense that's just putting points up. He doesn't care how quickly they do it. But the defense, we got to acknowledge the reality. If the offense is struggling because you're facing a really good defense, or you're just off on that day, and the defense keeps getting put out there, I don't care how deep you are, I don't care how talented you are, you are risking to be exposed, especially in college football these days. So I think it certainly has the potential to overwhelm opponents and tire them out, so that you can be the more in shape team at the end of the game, because this is how you always play. But it does not mean that will not backfire on them if the offense doesn't score and then the defense gets beat a couple times and then is behind the eight ball.
Chris, good stuff as always. Hopefully we can talk regularly throughout the season here. Thanks for taking the time over there.
Thanks for having me, guys. About to talk to Pat Narduzzi in 8 minutes.
All right. Ask him if it's him or Cade making the call on the quarterbacks, if you could.
We'll do.
All right. We'll see you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.